So I'm in Soho Square in the heart of London, where a 4G experiment is underway. And I've just tested the 4G network, the trial network being run by O2. Not getting as fast a speed as I did the other day. I'm getting about 25 megs off a mobile dongle. I got 80, 90 the other day, but still a lot faster than would normally be available. And I'm with a man who actually cares about this and thinks it's very important that Britain gets on with it. So who am I with?
It's Angus here from eBay.
Angus, eBay's put out this mobile manifesto, and you think this is absolutely vital for Britain. Just explain that.
Absolutely. So mobile is already a great success story for the British economy. If you look at the UK as leading Europe and many parts of the world in people adopting smartphones, using them for things in their lives. But we're heading to a slightly strange place where even though today 10% of transactions on eBay, for instance, are on a mobile, gives you a feel for how big it is, that Britain is actually behind other European countries in rolling out the next generation of network. And our research says that 50% of people in Britain, more or less, are frustrated with the slowness of coverage of the mobile internet, the patchy nature of where it's available, and the cost of accessing it. And a bit like with the internet when it first became a big thing itself, everything that will be the future of mobile is based on the coverage of the network that underlies it. So what we want very simply is to make sure that the UK gets 4G as fast as possible. And on current trajectory, the way I think about it is 3G arrived in 2003. It will be 10 years old by the time 4G is with us. May not sound like long, but in the history of technology, that's a very long time, and we want to make sure we get there as fast as we can.
So to sum up, let's get on with it.
Absolutely, let's get on with it.
Okay, that's the message from Soho Square. We're doing some broadcasting around this 4G issue today, so look out for that on the 6 and the 10 o'clock news.